1125. The fame of King Alfonso I had spread throughout the kingdoms. His prestige was so great that many Christian knights wanted to join him to share in his successes and victories. But in spite of the large number of Occitans, Franks, and Normans who settled in the reconquered towns, there was still a need for new settlers. One day, the king summoned all his knights in the village of Castillo. On the way to the meeting, he told Gaston, "You know, Gaston, we have finally signed the peace with the Count of Barcelona, so as not to fight over the town of Lérida. And I have also ordered the construction of a castle in the town of Sadaba. But the most important thing is another, that I will announce at the meeting."
"Wow, I'm anxious to know," Gaston said.
When all of them were together, the king spoke and said, "Knights, I have decided to continue the reconquest, to reach the heart of Al-Andalus, to create a Christian kingdom in Granada and bring new Mozarabic settlers." That, without doubt, was great news. But it was also a very risky expedition, because that was a very distant territory and very well protected by the Muslims. The knights sat one by one around King Alfonso, and after listening carefully to his words, they all stood up and enthusiastically shouted together, "Here are your faithful knights! We are going to reconquer the Christian lands of the heart of Al-Andalus." In this way, it was how King Alfonso undertook that brave adventure with his knights to reconquer the dangerous territory of Al-Andalus.